Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
The Health Minister is being urged to seek Cabinet approval on the minimum unit price of alcohol as soon as tomorrow, amid fears over the impact of cheap drinks deals by supermarkets this Christmas. The idea of minimum unit pricing, it was first mooted back in 2011, but as the decade draws to a close, it still seems as far away as ever from law. Alcohol action groups are accusing the government of aiding supermarkets in selling off cheap booze over Christmas. And it all comes as new figures from Scotland highlight the positive impact of the introduction of minimum alcohol prices there. In a moment, a warning of the impact of below-cost selling of alcohol over the festive period. But first, our reporter Barry Lenehan is here. Barry, where is it? Where is minimum unit pricing?
Yeah, 2011, then Junior Health Minister Roisin Shorthall first floated the idea of minimum unit pricing. Seven different government ministers have had this on their desk, including three ministers for health. The decade nearly at an end and still we wait. This a measure, of course, which would see a minimum price per unit of 10 cent per gram of alcohol, meaning a bottle of 12.5% wine would now cost a minimum of €7.50, whilst a can of 500 millilitres of Dutch Gold would jump from €1.10 to €1.60. And this measure seen by campaigners as a imperative if we're to reduce harmful drinking in this country. The Public Health Alcohol Bill, of course, signed into law last year after 1,000 days in the legislative ether. Among the first of those measures, alcohol advertising on public transport, bus stations and stops prohibited since last month. But the Health Minister, Simon Harris, still stalling on introducing minimum unit pricing. He has repeatedly told the Oireachtas that to introduce this measure, he needs a government in Northern Ireland in Stormont, and so a separate government decision is needed. So still we wait for minimum unit pricing on alcohol all of 9 years later.
But it comes as the supermarkets begin again their annual Christmas drinks price war.
That's right. And the front page of the Daily Mail laying bare this price war this afternoon. Shops, drinks, price war, it says. And it goes through different various offers from various supermarkets, including one supermarket offering 2 1-litre bottles of vodka for €40, when previously, before the festive season, they were €26 each. Slabs of Guinness, slabs of beer, gin, which cost €38, now down to €32, and various different offers there as well. And the Professor of Population Health at Trinity College, Joe Barry, he says minimum unit pricing will have a greatest impact on the supermarkets and the outlets that promote wine, spirits and beers as loss leaders to try and get customers into their shops and buy other things. And Professor Barry, who's also a board member of Alcohol Action Ireland, says minimum unit pricing could be introduced as soon as tomorrow.
I understand that all barriers have been got over from the point of view of outside, like it took 3 years to get through the Oireachtas and was passed into law a year ago. And initially they had thought that they might bring it in at the same time as the north of Ireland, but because of what's going on in the north and no government, that can't be done. And that, who knows when that's going to change. It's a matter of urgency. The evidence from Scotland and from Australia and Canada is very, very strong that in a very short space of time, there are noticeable improvements, like the Minister Harris and, in fairness, the Taoiseach have pushed this through the Houses of the Oireachtas, and they need, I think, the Taoiseach now, really, I hope he will decide to bring it in now.
But what of the argument from Drinks Ireland, for instance, who say that implementing this without waiting for what Stormont or what happens in Northern Ireland, it would lead to an unsustainable position for border businesses in particular?
I don't buy that. There might be some difference in cross-border buying, but I mean, there's a balance. Like, there'll always be people against things being done. And if you weigh up the potential benefits for people, including people along the border, so I don't buy this hyperbole of unsustainable business. The world will continue to function quite well.
Just over 2 weeks until Christmas, and we have lots of supermarkets advertising big deals on alcohol, buying in bulk, and you'll save a good few euro. What might be the impact of those deals, in your opinion?
People will get ill. people will die. Domestic issues in terms of fights, there will be accidents and there will be people going out for a nice night and something will go wrong in judgment and people will end up seriously injured, because that's what happens with alcohol.
The government can bring it in. You think there's time to bring it in pretty soon, but how hopeful are you that this measure will see the light of day in the lifetime of this government?
They can bring it in this week and guarantee it's in, and there will be a good legacy.
But from what you're seeing, what you're hearing from the politicians, how hopeful are you?
Minister Harris wants to bring it in now, and I think
he has said that before.
Yes, and he's saying it again, and he should say yes, we'll do it. He should be in charge of the government. He can do it. All other barriers have been got through. So I think I would be hopeful that he will do it, and be very disappointed if they don't.
So act now, says Professor Joe Barry. Not so fast, says the alcohol industry itself. Jonathan McDade is Senior Executive of Drinks Ireland.
We want the government to stick to its original commitment to only introduce minimum unit pricing in conjunction with Northern Ireland. We in Drinks Ireland feel that if minimum unit pricing was accelerated and brought through ahead of the Northern Ireland government, it would effectively just drive sales ahead of Christmas north of the border. We would see that as having a very negative impact on businesses, our retail businesses around that area.
One of those who say we don't know when Stormont may be back, and the situation at the moment without minimum unit pricing is leading to harmful drinking.
It's kind of uncertain to see where things are in relation to into Stormont. We would certainly hope to see that the Stormont executive does come back, and then that minimum unit pricing would get implemented at the same time as the Republic of Ireland. We haven't seen any indication that the current pricing structure around alcohol has led to an increase in harmful drinking. Irish consumption of alcohol in Ireland has gone down around 23% per capita since 2001, and that general trend appears to be continuing.
Now, Barry, minimum unit pricing of alcohol, it's been in place in Scotland since May 2018. That's just over a year and a half. Has there been any measurable impact?
Since the measure was introduced in Scotland, the number of people admitted to Scottish hospitals with cirrhosis of the liver has decreased by almost 200. Death rates caused by alcohol have also dropped in Scotland over the past 10 years, whilst police there have also noted a drop in assaults. This, of course, at a time when An Garda Síochána has expressed its caution over a rise in unprovoked assaults linked to the nighttime economy. Also in the Northern Territories in Australia, they too have introduced this measure recently, and they've noted a 54% decrease in acute alcohol abuse presentations to hospitals, and a 43% decrease in alcohol related assaults in Alice Springs. Now, John Holmes, he's a public health research fellow at the University of Sheffield with a special interest in alcohol policies and their effectiveness. He advised the government in Scotland on how to introduce minimum unit pricing when they were first looking at it, and he's been looking at the impact it has had in Scotland.
Well, the first thing to say is it's still very early days from an evaluation perspective. We only have a small amount of data, and some of the effects of a policy will take much longer than 18 months to become apparent. So, for example, there are a large number of drinkers who've already done long-term damage to their bodies with alcohol before minimum pricing came in, and the health outcomes that we're seeing at the moment, the deaths and the hospitalizations, are partly due to that drinking before minimum pricing. Setting that aside, there is nonetheless increasingly clear evidence that people are buying less alcohol in Scotland after minimum pricing came in. And that's happening at the same time they're buying more alcohol in England, which kind of increases our confidence that this is due to minimum pricing. And the reductions we're seeing in Scotland are biggest for beer, for ciders, for spirits, and they're bigger in households that buy the most alcohol, particularly those heavy purchasing households on low income. And all of that are things we'd expect to see if minimum pricing was working.
But the number of people admitted to hospitals with cirrhosis of the liver, that number is down since minimum unit pricing was introduced.
The data on deaths from hospital admissions is a little bit more complicated. In the time period around which minimum pricing came in, we've actually seen a small increase in deaths from hospital admissions in Scotland. But if we look at that data more closely, we can see that deaths and admissions from alcoholic liver disease, which is the most important and reliable category for looking at harm caused by alcohol, those alcoholic liver disease deaths and admissions are actually going down. But that effect is being cancelled out by an increase in something called mental and behavioural disorders associated with alcohol. And that's a much less reliable measure. From an evaluation perspective, we're still at very early days here. Nonetheless, there do seem to be some positive signs. It's just we need to be a bit cautious about reading too much into the data at this stage.
And death rates caused by alcohol in Scotland have dropped over the past 10 years. And there has been a lengthy debate around minimum unit pricing. So maybe the discourse perhaps has been encouraging as well, even though the law is only in with the last 18 months.
That's the other part of the story, yeah. With or without minimum pricing, there's been a big drop in the deaths caused by alcohol in Scotland. And that perhaps reflects much wider action by the Scottish Government to tackle the problems caused by alcohol. They've restricted discounting of alcohol. They've introduced a new system of licensing of alcohol outlets. They've invested in alcohol treatment services and screened more people for heavy drinking in primary care when they go and see their GPs. So there's lots of other things going on in Scotland which have helped to drive down the level of alcohol-related harm there. And of course, some of the debate around alcohol and the sense that actually Scotland as a society needs to tackle this problem is likely to have fed into that as well.
And that's John Holmes speaking from Scotland. Just finally, Barry, is there any word from the Minister for Health this evening?
Well, a spokesperson for Simon Harris said the initial government decision which approved a minimum pricing regime envisaged its introduction in Northern Ireland and in this jurisdiction simultaneously. The spokesperson also says it's the Minister's intention to seek a revised government decision so MUP can be implemented as soon as possible. However, it's worth noting that the Minister told RTE back in October that he would seek Cabinet approval for minimum unit pricing before the end of the year rather than as soon as possible. So perhaps a rollback on that commitment this evening as the festive cheap drink deals continue to attract customers.
Barry Lenehan, thank you. We're going to stay with this story and speak now to Sarah Benson. She's the CEO of Women's Aid. Sarah, good evening to you.
Good evening, Mary. Good evening to your listeners.
Do you see a link between the availability of cheap alcohol and domestic violence and aggressive behaviour?
Well, one of the things I would say, and Women's Aid is a national frontline organisation, we've been working for more than 45 years supporting women affected by domestic abuse, is that alcohol shouldn't be perceived as a direct causal factor of abuse. Sadly, there are plenty of people who behave in abusive and coercively controlling ways in the absence of alcohol. However, it would definitively be true to say that alcohol acts as a disinhibitor, and where there is abusive behaviour, the consumption of alcohol and indeed excessive amounts of alcohol can be a factor in exacerbated levels of violence, levels of abuse. And so in that sense, at this particular time of the year, we're focusing into Christmas, which, you know, for the vast majority will be, you know, a time for, you know, a welcome opportunity for families to gather together. Where there are houses where there is domestic violence, these can be extremely stressful, extremely frightening times of the year. And when excessive alcohol is put into the mix as well, that is certainly adding to those stresses and those risks.
And that drinking at home being an added factor.
Well, certainly we have shifted into a culture of, you know, drinking from home. And while I heard the researcher speaking there around, you know, a need for hesitancy in terms of the early stages of the findings from Scotland and from Australia, I think the statistic which we would definitely be homing in on is the reduction in the levels of assaults. And that would be public assaults. And so if one can imagine the level of disinhibition which causes you know, people to strike out and assault others in a public place, if there is abuse in a relationship, what is possible behind closed doors becomes an even more frightening prospect. And I would agree that a multifaceted approach to any kind of public health issue, and including domestic abuse as a public health issue, is required. We would really see that this should be something that should and ought to have been considered, implemented, you know, long, long ago. We've called for it along with many other organisations since 2012.
Sarah Benson from Women's Aid, thank you very much indeed. And we had a statement from the Minister. It said it's the Minister's intention to seek a revised government decision so that minimum unit pricing can be implemented as soon as possible in order to address the very significant health harms and financial costs of the way alcohol is currently consumed here. But we have no detail of when it's actually going to be implemented.